Parshas Pinchas, which is a continuation of the story from last week in Parshas Balak. But here we see Vayidaber Hashem Moshe le'emor Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron ha'kohen. Hishivas chamasomi al pnei Yisrael b'kanos kinosi b'socham v'lo chilisis b'nei Yisrael b'kinosi. Here we see Pinchas ben Elazar, who jumped and he secured the safety of Klal Yisrael and the Amaisa of Kanois Lochenemar in Anino Saint Lom is Brisi Shalom, and I will give him the Bris Shalom. And the Bris Shalom we see is a Vav Ketia, it's a cut off Vav. So I wanted to spend some time perhaps discussing why is this? What does that represent? The Vav Ketia Baral Turim explains it should be cut in such a way that you can see a Yud. And if you would see the extension, you would also be able to notice the Vav, to be together, of the Shalom. So perhaps we could bring up another two or three ideas to explain what is the idea behind this. There is something which is called, the first idea, which is really development of the idea of the Netziv, that in a Sefer, in Kohelis, we know that there's a time for Muhammad and it's a time for peace. Shemahuta Shalom Hu Hayader Milchama Vikutata Abalachora Mavua Betchilas Pashas Pinchas Zelenachom. We would think that these are two opposite things, but sometimes, as this is going to be discussed, is that the Milchama is what is necessary in order to create the Shalom. Sharei Kosov Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron haKohen Heishev is Chamasi Me'al Bnei Yisrael B'Kanoas Kenasi B'Socham V'Lo Chilisis Bnei Yisrael Lachein Amar Hinini Nosel Es Brisi Shalom. The Medrash says Omer Kadosh Baruch Hu, It's Bedin Shu Yitol Schoro Lachein Amar Hinini Nosel Es Brisi Shalom. And the question which you have to ask is usually when a person receives a schar, it should mimic what exactly was accomplished, or what he was, or the fashion that he had. Tzarich biur. Shekasher ma'anikim la'adam os hatzaitinis al ma'asav tzarich ha'os yisamel es mahuta pu'ula shebehin hatzaitin. In other words, what do you give him? Shalom. He went to Muhammad. He killed someone. If you're going to read os gevura maskel os chachma. What you should refer to him as Pinchas HaKanoi. Why all of a sudden is considered a Shalom? So the Netziv explains in the Eimek Dava, Shepinchas Zachar L'Shalom Kedei L'Stor Es Pe'ulat HaTukfano Ta'kodem HaShalom. His whole personality could have changed, but it didn't change. Kiteva Hamaisa Shosa Pinchas, what he did. Laharog Nefesh Biyodayim, to kill someone with your hands. Yocho Lahashir Beleva Adam Haregesh Oz Kasha Gam Acharka. This could stay with you. Remember my father Zichrono Levracha, explained that when he came back from World War II, it was my mother who kept him from. It was my mother who brought him back into life. It was my mother who was able to bring back the individual who was an Ish Milchama to become an Ish Shalom. But here what we're saying is even greater than that. That this was a Maisa of Milchama, but it was a Maisa of Shalom right over there. Aval Kivan Shepinchas also came L'Shem Shamayim. He acted L'Shem Shamayim Balo HaBrocha Sheitom B'Nachas V'Midas HaShalom. And therefore, he was rewarded that he always will have the midah of peace. And this maisa should not change him whatsoever. He says very similar. The bracha which we give to someone who would kill or destroy the ir nidachas. This is that idea. Shemaisa harigas ira nidachas. Lahakos ir shlema lefichero. Can you imagine destroying an entire city alul lahafochas adam lachzori b'teva. You would have to become, you should become, a result of that is an achzori. V'yalzeh hevticha hakosav shetinotun lo midas nosefa shel rachamim. L'snagei l'teva shel achzorius hanergemes al yidei masov. And that is the bracha that you will receive. It's an amazing idea. The Vilna Gaon explains that the idea of Shiluach HaKan is a Midas Achzorius. It makes you a very angry, a very difficult person. Achzorius is almost like without Rachamim. And why is there such a mitzvah of Shiluach HaKan? The Vilna Gaon explains, because if how are you going to accomplish the mitzvah of Mechikas Amalek? How are you going to destroy Amalek? There are times that you're called upon to go to Muhammad. If you're an edel madel, if you're an edel person, you have no ability to fight. How are you going to fight? And sometimes there are mitzvahs to develop that midah. Here, we're saying where you went to war, where you actually killed b'yodayim, nevertheless, the bracha to you is to remain in shalom. And there's an amazing Musar Haskel, which we can learn this. V'ra'ei b'arachayim ha'kadosh. The Matam Shmeda Hagriz is similar to the words of Yitzchak Zev Soloveitcher, the Briska Rav, B'shem Aviv Hagoyim Reb Chaim, Zichron and Tzadim Kosh Baraka. Shaschar HaMitzvah Shekiba Minchas Hoye Be'emes Be'ein HaPu'ula Shasa. Really, the schar which he got is exactly what his pu'ula was. Mida keneged mida. Mi'achar shekin oso heviyo lakach. What did you accomplish? You remove the anger of the Kaddish Baruch Hu on Klal Yisrael. Shepulaso shempinchas etzlicha lahaniach uachnias kaso shenakaddish Baruch Hu lachziras hashalom ben bnei Yisrael laavihem shebashamayim. You brought peace between Klal Yisrael, their father, and Shamayim. Yesh lemod mekan shelif amem ma'isik hinaos. Shinira be'inenu kemaisa zeh takvanos umachlokas be'emes nechshav kepa'ula shalom. Sometimes a mida achzorius is so important. This is the mida, this is the act, but it's really an act of peace. Continuing. And therefore it says, Pinchas ben Elozah ben Aaron HaKohen. Rashi explains, the fisha hayo shvatim mevazim also. The shvatim were making fun of him. Harisim ben puti zeh shepitam aviimo a golem levodazara. Where is he? He's from. Yes, he's related to Aaron, but who else is related to? He's related to Yisrael. But harag nasi shevet be Yisrael. Look, where did this amida come from? It didn't come from our side. It came from the andere side. It came from the tigakimina, from Yisrael. V'advarim tamum sh'arei ein sofek sh'ashvatim yadu heitev kipechase yenechdel shal Aaron. They knew the lineage from Aaron. V'afal pikein bizo so. They made fun of him. But it came mitzad ha'ein. And the Sefer the Shari Ora explains, written by the Gaon Reb Meir Tzvi Bergman, the Sefer, the Vaday Reuven Biro Shashvatim Robin Maisa Harigan Zimri Maisa Ritzicha Ukatatim Ariva. They knew what Zimri was doing. Biyomer Shabbatay Dovazer Bolo Lepinchas Mitzachu Nechat Shayisrael Mimishbach Sobere Abodazara. They thought that this is coming from Yisrael. Utavua Bedomo Mitzatva Oshabalo Meavosav Maisa Zer. That's where he got this Mida from. Kimitzat Aviv Harehu Nechta Shalarum. The Hechi talking Shiyasa Maisazeh from Aaron. How could it be? You couldn't have done such a thing. Lefichach bo hakosav v'yachzu acha Aaron HaKohen. And therefore the kosav comes to teach us, no, it's from Aaron. It came from Aaron HaKohen. Kidei ha'ish zeh lo nova mishar shem ro'im shamit by agolim avodah. It's not because of the side that was Oved Avodah Zarah at one point in their history. Shagam Aaron moda umaka sheyesh makorim shabahem ein breira. Ein laso shvatim ba'anoshim hakamim l'roms b'reish. Sometimes you have to fight. Sometimes you have to step away. Sometimes you have to work in peace. And sometimes you have to work in Melchama. And therefore the Vav is Ketuah. It is divided into two. Both ideas are the manner, the manifestation of which to create shalom. But you have to realize what is necessary in what situation. V'chein meviyim b'shem achsam sofer. Shehoya omer b'viyo ha-mishna ba'avo sha'aron ha-kohen ha-yo oev shalom b'rodev shalom. Ki l'fomim, there are times k'dei l'hagi l'shalom tzorach l'dorfes ha-shalom. Sometimes you have to run after peace. Kloma l'sosho l'nafso v'zos ha-shadach ha-shaharon. B'hanah Gosma for Sam, we know in his famous, how is his hanag shal hashchon ha-shalom shezeh ha-yo rak ba'anoshim ha-shem ha-chinosim ba b'darach ha-shalom, b'brach ha-shalom. However, Kasher Ra'ah, when he saw this Chabra Shalom Noshim Rishoyim, Hoyim Mishtadel Levatel Sashalom Shebeneihem. Well, sometimes he would separate people. V'chol kach loma mishum shahoya ovi v'sabriyos v'kravim v'torah. And that is the tafkid. This is found in the Chamudei Daniel, v'zehu ha-tafkid shal ha-manhig limso. Ezem ben shtei hi-vikrons halal. Ladas masai levater. Sometimes you have to go to war to protect the peace of the people. And Rashi says, appoint a mani sheisova kol echad ve'echad b'fnei atzmo. We'll now have to how to look at every individual. Salavechik. It's very similar to this idea. There are those who feel that the pacifism is a cure for man's problems. They argue that if we would unilaterally announce cuts, arm cuts, we'd be able to spare the world from disaster. They try to prove the morality of war by championing the cause of pacifism. We know from our history the bitter example, the many tragic consequences that have arisen from the cause of pacifism. Who can tell how many Jewish lives would have been saved had the pacifists in England and America not delayed their entry into the war against the Nazis, butchers, and aggressors? What is the philosophy of the Torah to the use of force? Certainly, the great goal is to establish a world dominated by patience, understanding, peace, and a resolve to settle differences amicably. Some theologians turn to the Bible with accusation, quoting the Torah statements about the seven nations of Canaan, the commandment not to spare anyone. These theologians overlook the covenants of peace that Yeshua offered each nation. In turn, and the requirements that in laying siege to the cities, will leave one side open so they can escape. The Torah philosophy is clear. To gain anything precious, we must be willing to make sacrifices. A businessman to earn money must first invest capital he already has. For a person to be able to enjoy time with his family, he must first give up time from work and from making a living. Similarly, for us to acquire peace, we must be ready to fight for it, to relinquish peace on a temporary basis in order to keep it in long term. The Neville Chamberlains of history made the tragic mistake of thinking that peace could be achieved with those who denied the worth and importance of the individual. Peace cannot be attained by appeasement. A true peace lover has to be ready to take up arms and resort to their use if necessary. So that is the first approach. The Vav Ketiyah, because there are different, sometimes you have to understand how to approach, how to attain peace, shalom. And sometimes it is pacifism, sometimes it's aggression. Sometimes it's shalom, sometimes it is milchama. Sometimes it's separation. Story of Avram and Lot. There wasn't an ability to bring them together. So what did Avraham do? They separated. One went one way, one went the other way. That was one derech. Perhaps another one is written in the Sefer. Sorry, I love him. Beautiful idea. Again, we start with Rashi's idea that they were making fun of Aaron, I was making fun, I'm sorry, of Pinchas, of his lineage. And then he says, there's another pasuk, V'yidah b'moshe al Hashem lemer. God Hashem Elokei Aruchos Echol Bosei Isha La Eida V'lo Tiyah Adas Hashem Kitzon Asha Ein Lemra. Moshe said, I'm not going to Eretz Yisrael. Let us appoint a leader to take over for me. What follows that? Vayida b'Hashem Moshe Lemot Tzavis B'nei Yisrael Matal Yemes Kavini Lachmi L'Ishai. For all of a sudden, after what we do, going to the parsha of the Karbanos. Listen, it's unbelievable. It's an unbelievable chap. Unbelievable. He's saying, Omer LaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ad sha'atom etzvini abenei. Before you tell me what I have to do, tzivaz b'nai olai. Tell b'nai Yisrael what I want them to do. Tzrikim lahavin. V'chilosha Moshe kehugin levakish m'Hashem yisbar shimonim manhik ala eda. What did Moshe Rabbeinu do wrong? Makes sense. I'm not going to be the leader. We need a new leader. Shruyim anachnu ke'es. He writes as follows. Ke'es b'shloshes ha'shavua shal aveilah shal achruban bote mikdashenu. These are the 3 weeks. And it's what to learn from this. Ve'ev shalomad hinei achas min hamalos hachi chashuva shakla Yisrael. Masha bechol hadoros akvano achrei menhagenu manhigenu be'munu shleima ubebitul tateinu lechachomim uladrochzom. Baruch Hashem. Every generation has its leaders, and we have followed our leaders. We've had tzaddikim, chachomim, gedolim. V'chol haTorah shebal peh miyusedes and mubveses alamunus chachomim shalanu. And the whole Torah Shabbat, the Yisod HaYisod, this is Avamun and the Chachamim. Avot Tzricham Anu Ladas. Shemaleseinu Zua Chashuva Me'akol Erech Goremez Gam L'Chisor Negadol. But nevertheless, you have to understand, this great attribute can also be our downfall. Ki Me'achash Nesragnu L'Habit Ulis Rakeza Gadlus V'Chashivas Manigenenu. Since we glorify, we center our leaders, memela nismait etzlenu hakora b'chashivas v'gadlus atzmenu. By definition, we in turn turn ourselves into something less than what we are. Ki choshim manachnu shahatora v'avoda shemanigenu v'chachamenu hi ho osa roshim. The tzaddik, the Rebbe, the gadol, when he can daven, when he can accomplish, what can I accomplish? It's just the opposite. Their greatness is because of our greatness. Ukemosha amru chazal lalapazwe yadaber Hashem Moshe. Lech rei ki shiches amcha. Go down because your people have shiches. They have fallen from their greatness. Harishakol ha'gadol shemagineinu lo bo'a lo b'shvileinu. V'nirash hazeh. That was an nisayin of B'nai Yisrael b'shah sh'ol ha'moshe l'marom. He wanted them to realize their own greatness. Chashivas lima torasam, koach tfilosam, v'avodasam, v'kiyam mitzvosam. I wanted them to understand the greatness of their lima de Torah, their tfilah, their avoda, their kiyam mitzvos.
He knew that he had difficulty recognizing their own greatness.
And then the opposite of Moshe Rabbeinu. They would focus on his greatness. So once a beautiful pshat. I don't remember if it was said in name. It's a Chassidus Shavart. Why was Yeshua so much more successful than Moshe Rabbeinu? In Yeshua's time, there were tzaddikim, and Moshe Rabbeinu, there were chotim, on their level. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was too great. They couldn't relate to Moshe Rabbeinu. Who could be a Moshe Rabbeinu? But Yeshua, Jashi,
Anyone could be like a Yahshua. They felt they could relate to him, and therefore they grew. But it's an unbelievable varta. You see how he's saying that's why he's going to be in the parshas of Karban Tamid, the sacrifice of what we can accomplish. Ki ron es asmam kichagavam nege gedulas kedushas Moshe Rabbeinu. We look at ourselves. They looked at themselves like they were grasshoppers, in contrast to Moshe Rabbeinu. Hakrein bailas Moshe l'marom harishus Hashem yisparach lastin la'aros b'nei yishol eitzah dumyom. Hakrein. I remember the story that we do glorify this. I remember Rabbi Tendler was once speaking to young Israel. Israel was Hempstead. I don't remember exactly the topic of why he was speaking about this. And he mentioned, if you looked at the art school story about Ramosha, so you know how art school is, they glorify individuals to a point that perhaps it's not even MS anymore. And one example was that when the grandchildren would come visit Ramosha, they would come upstairs into a room and it was quiet, and Ramosha would be sitting and learning. It would take hours before he would raise his head and finally realize that they were there. And Rav Tendler says, Lahoya v'lahove v'loyihya, that's not what happened. When he would bring over his children, Rav Moshe would sit, would come down the elevator. He would wait for the grandchildren. He was a Zayda to them. We make the mistake so often. And so we paint stories. You know, I don't know the schedule of Limud HaTorah of Rav Soloveitchik. I don't know. The only thing I ever heard, I remember Chaim Soloveitchik, his son, Dr. Chaim Soloveitchik, I think it was at the Shloshim, and he used to say the Rav at night, like at 10, 11 o'clock, he would go to sleep. There were no stories of him staying up all night and falling to sleep at the very last minute and barely getting to a bed. We knew the greatness of the Rav. No one had to tell us stories or make up stories about Rav Soloveitchik. You hear stories of how early Chachamim, how early did we get up in the morning. That I understand. Story of Rav Kulevsky when he was in the army. He used to get up, I guess they had to get up at 5, 6 o'clock, and he would get up at 4 o'clock to learn. Make sure even in the army he would find time to learn. Stories of Ramosha used to get up every day at 3:30 to learn. Those ideas, they hear, okay, they got up early, we could also get up early. Sometimes you get up at 6 or 4:30 or 5:30, whatever it is, that you can imitate. But I never heard stories, he learned through Shulchan Aruch 700 times and he went through Shas every day 14 times. These kind of stories you never heard about the Rav. And it's probably very good that we didn't hear. I don't know, I have no idea how many times he went through Shas. I have no idea whatsoever. I do know a story from Shechta that there was my Chavrus's uncle was roommates with Shechta in Yeshiva University in YU. He said when he would go to sleep, I don't know if this happened every night, he would go to sleep and Rav Shechta was sitting at the table learning. He'd wake up and Rav Shechta was still sitting at the table falling asleep or sleeping at that point. Al Kain, Kishabis Hashem Lemosha Shehgi Yizmanu Lamut Nisyara Moshe B'Dog Shelo Yachshu B'nei Yisrael Latos B'Avodah Zarah Kibishan. He was worried. I don't want them to become Ovid Avodah Zarah. Al Kain Pikesh Mashem Yisparo Sheyivkod Isha La'eda. I don't want to be that they don't have a shepherd. And there, here says, before you tell me, before you want to create a manig with the chashivas of the manig, lo yito akra vodazar b'makam zet zivra es b'ni alai, Limdam lahakir es chashivas atzmam. Let them recognize their own greatness. Mitzad chelik eloki hashochem besocham, the chelik, the godliness that is within them. And perhaps this is the second idea of shalom, at least, or a third idea. In order to bring shalom into this world, the shem Hashem is shalom.
You think that the Shem Hashem of Shalom can only come into this world through the Manhigim, through the great leaders, the great Rebbes, the great Tzaddikim. No, it could come from everyone. Haderech lechanchem be'in yezehu ayidei mitzvos korban tamid. Why shemakriven hatmidi hamesiris nefesh hayom yomishol shel tzibur hapshutei am. You can see the sacrifice of the Pashat Yid every single day. Umizeh yavinu godel orchem v'chashivas nishmasa. And therefore, sometimes, yes, there is godless in the Vav Ketia of the Yud, of the top, from the Gadol, from the Rebbe, from the Tzaddik, and then there is so much often of the Tzmidi of the bottom. They also are needed together to create the Shalom. And this idea of Mavi Shalom, I'll introduce the final idea with said a few weeks ago, the Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Be'olam. Why is the Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Be'olam? Sefer Dor Revi'i was speaking about when Moshe, when Kadosh Baruch Hu went around to Klal Yisrael and went to all the Umos of Olam, here I have a Sefer Torah, who would you accept? And Nisham says, no, I don't want it, it's not for me. What's in it? Law, Gezeil, no, it's not for me. Whatever it was, not for us. And he gives a beautiful pshat. What do you mean? Well, why wouldn't you accept it? What do you mean? You're all Rotschan? No. He means our nature is such that we're going to bring our agenda and misinterpret the Torah. And that's the idea. Talmid Chachamim, our Chachamim, will come and misinterpret the idea. Talmidei Chachamim Marbim Shalom Ba'olam. Why? Talmidei Chachamim, students of Torah. Those who subjugate to themselves to the desire of Kadosh Baruch Hu. I may have said this before, a beautiful idea from the Satmar Rebbe Satam. The Rebbe said, you know, why when we say the brachas, we say, Asha Bacha Ban Mikola Mimin Asan Es Torah So. And then after Kriyas HaTorah, Asha Nasan Lanu Torah Sames. Should be just the opposite. Asha Nasan Lanu Asha Bachar. Satmar Rebbe says, Halavai, after you had Kriyas HaTorah, Halavai, after Limud HaTorah, it still remains the Torah of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and you didn't misinterpret it. And therefore, Talmidei Chachamim, Marbim Shalom, would say Marbim Shalom, the name of Kadosh Baruch Hu, to bring the Kadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Which leads me to my final idea. First, from the Yismach Yisrael, the Alexander Rebbe. What were the Shvatim? Why were they making fun? Again, okay, Nira Lakadati Kasher Shamati from Adonio Amenu, that's the father. Ukemura Bekisve Harizal Shaparcha Mi Pinchas Neshmaso Be'is Mesiris Nefasho Hazu. When the Shvatim wanted to kill him, they were yelling at him. Pinchas got so frightened that his neshama left him. And when the neshama re-entered, nichnas bo nishmas nadav va'avihu. Nadav va'avihu. And that's why it says, ben Elazar shoya'ad ata b'no aval atahu ben Aaron ha-kohen. B'no mamish. Because the neshamos of nadav va'avihu entered him. What is that idea? Nadav va'avihu paskined incorrectly. Or they paskin correctly, but there wasn't a tzivui. And this idea, this kanos, Moshe Rabbeinu forgot, didn't know the halacha. He knew the halacha, Pinchas. He realized what the halacha was. And that's how he was also being able to correct the Avera, the Neshamos of Nadav Avil, the Hasba Divi Hari, Lefi Kach Sechli, Shechaneni Hashem Barachamah, and Meima Nechnas Banish Bas Nadav Avil. He says, why did these Neshamos come back to him? Lefi Shechotam Hoyeb Hakrivim Eish Zora, Shalot Sivozam. They were Makriv and Eish Zora that God wasn't commanded to them yet. Ukimavur Bisfar Makadoshim. Ha'ish hazos ha'isa gavoh ma'od ma'od. Ulam ha'chisaron ha'yamash lo ha'yamah zet sivim ha'bari baruch hu. It wasn't ready yet.
Lachnisus Ektoris Hazos. Vekashe his orer. Shvei Eish shall have his Kashem ben Pinchas liyos mekanum abonga. And when this Eish is this regesh which happened within Pinchas, Shurak Davkim Loni Siva Zeki who halacha ve'im morin came. This is halacha ve'im morin came. Azayidei mesiras nafsho v'koch Eish hazeh. For his own mesiras nefesh. Nitkan chatam she'osu b'lotzivu habori baruchu. At this very moment, through his kanoyas, it was a correct kanoyas, and that was able to cure the chait of Nadav Aviyah. V'zehu bo hakasav v'yichasu achar haron ki tikin chait bana v'nisha yichusu sharon v'zarach rav. That's what it means. He told v'nucha lomer she'zehu perish ha'medrash rabbah. Sheyitas choras a koyel Aaron a kohen the hoya koshel a hamedrash loma miyachas atle pinchas be Aaron a kohen. It was really a reward for Aaron. V'teirutzah shamidras hu apit varna eila yan she pinchas masa nafsho. V'hiver belivo es hatorah belotzibui. He enlightened. He brought to force. The act, the halacha, the tzivui v'ashem, without being mitzuvah v'ashem, but the correct tzivui, lefichot nitkan chet b'nei Aaron v'nichnasu b'makom bonov mamash. And he ends the Yisam Yisrael with an unbelievable statement, v'ulai shogisi Hashem yichapeh. Maybe I made a mistake, the Kadosh Baruch Hu should forgive me with my pshat. But what is it? It's very hard to understand. What is it? In both examples, Nadav Aviyah wasn't commanded. It was the correct thing, but they weren't commanded to do it here. But here, that was the halacha. This was the tzivui. This is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't remember this halacha of Kanoim Pogimbo. Hey, Marim Kibbutz, we don't want people to go around to act like this unless it's 1,000% of the Mesiras Nefesh. And that is perhaps the idea of the Vav Ketiyah. There is an absence, there is a space between the Yud and the Vav, between the top and the bottom. It's not explicitly stated. And a person has to know, only certain people could know, the Chachamim only could know, what exactly is the desire of the Kadosh Baruch Hu in this instant. We say, Masru Chachamim. At times, Masru Chachamim, the times the Torah gives the Chachamim to give a pshat. What does that mean? Some of the Rishonim, the Achronim, have the understanding. What does that mean? It says, if there's a space, like from Moed Katan, when it comes to halachas of Chol HaMoed. So the Torah doesn't tell us what's mutter and what's asur in Chol HaMoed. How do you know? So Chachamim explained it. But what does that mean? Is you now, is it a Kim and a Derabbanan? Or Sakim and Daraisa is part of those who explain, no, it's Mamash of Daraisa. They left it open. Left it open for the Chachamim to establish what the halacha is. So I wanted to end off just in this idea that perhaps that's also the Bav Ketiyah. That space, the space in between Kano and Pogimbo, he had to paskin in this place, but it was Kulo Lashem. It was everything from inside. He knew how to, because he was doing 100% a Mesiras Nefesh for the Kadosh Baruch Hu. In Binyani Misara, the Nefesh Harav, just one small thing. Rav Shachter wrote a sefer. It's called the Divrei Sofrim. Probably mimics the idea of Kinshas Divrei Sofrim of Rav Chodim Basaman. And he speaks how the Posek has a certain notion of Ruach HaKodesh. Here, Rav Soloveitchik says something very similar. V'ayim b'feirish Rashi, the Parshas Tetzava, b'kesh l'tzuras ha'efod, shekosav lo shamati. Rashi says, I don't know the tzuras ha'efod. V'lo matzazi b'b'raisa b'peiris. I didn't find it a price. I don't know exactly. V'libi omrili, my heart tells me. Only a Baal Masorah, only someone with a hundred of the Ruach HaKodesh can fill in that space between the Yud and the Vav. Umakshima Olam Bekeshet Devei Rashi. Heich nimshach Rashi bekana karei mashalibo amalo. What does that mean? My heart tells me. Alohu over bezer lalav de lo so surach with the bavchem. Then tell Sachamash Libra Omerlo, wasn't that the Cheta Egel? They wanted to create the Mishkan, and the Briska Rav explains, so what they wanted to create the Mishkan. So what was their Chet? They weren't trying to be over the Avodah Zarah because they wanted to without the Tzivui Hashem. Here too, isn't this without the Tzivui Hashem? V'shamati mizel adam gadol shami shakim nasha mikra shekasav kisav maluach lebecha. Kisva maluach lebecha. Write this on your heart. V'shay dekach nefach libo leleiv shel Torah. When your heart is 1,000% committed to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, committed to Torah, then you come to a level not simply of Kedushin, Nesuin of living in the Bayis Hashem. Inochanami Lagabi today lace lahisura the losasuru achrei lebavachem. And perhaps that is the third pshat. The third pshat is that these, sometimes the Torah does not give you the derech, does not exactly spell out every step of the way. For the Chachamim, when they have to be mitaking takonas and minhagim, etc., has to come through hearts who have a Masorah, who leaving nota, their hearts tell them exactly what they have. It's like in sync. Rabbi Chanan Wasserman and says that what is the whole idea of the Chachamim Chazal? To discover the Ratzon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu, not the Ratzon of the individual, but the Ratzon of the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And for us individuals who are not on the level of the great Talmidei Chachamim, Gedolim, Rabbanim, and Tzadikim, the Rebbes, for us, how do we conduct ourselves in that space at times when we're not familiar, which we don't know? We should have a Libi Shalosh Shamayim, to have a commitment to the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And hopefully when we act in such a way, our derech will go to derech ha-yishara and avodas Hashem.